Welcome to Brisbane City Council's November 2022 edition of Living in Brisbane Live. In this edition, we're sharing a storm season checklist so you can be prepared, giving you the chance to have your say on our new bus network and getting ready for Christmas in Brisbane. All that and a whole lot more in this edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. We're rolling out new automated flood warning signs in Brisbane suburbs. I recently announced a dozen new sign locations, with more to follow. Too many motorists are still trying to drive through flooded roads or finding themselves unwittingly in dangerous situations. These LED signs automatically switch on when the water rises and can be monitored remotely. Along with all the post-flood work that's occurred on our roads and in our parks, there's also plenty of things happening beneath the surface. We've recently completed inspections on more than 8,000 drains and cleaned more than 300 kilometres of drains in flood-impacted areas. Finally, I want to thank the thousands of residents who have signed up to receive Brisbane Severe Weather Alerts. These alerts are an important way of ensuring your household is prepared. There's still time to sign up and get in the draw to win a range of prizes, including a family getaway to Tangalooma Resort. We can't prevent flooding in Brisbane, but we can be better prepared.
Brisbane City Council's 22 pools are open for the summer season. From water play drop buckets and lily pads to new kiosks, there's plenty to keep you cool as the temperatures rise. This year, we've upgraded pools in Chermside, Paddington and Sandgate, with Newmarket Pool due to be finished by the end of the year. Our active and healthy program also offers a variety of fun pool activities, including aqua zumba and aqua yoga. And remember to keep an eye on young children when visiting council pools and to always slip, slop, slap. For council pool locations and facilities, visit our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au.
Get back to nature at Brisbane's biggest new park, just minutes from the city. Whether it's taking a walk along more than 10 kilometres of tracks among the trees, or letting the kids burn off some energy while spotting wildlife on the nature trails.
What's that bird?
With 64 hectares of green space and rolling hills, there's plenty of room to fill your day at Victoria Park. For more ideas and things to see and do, visit Brisbane City Council's website or download the free Brisbane app.
Be prepared for the upcoming storm season with this handy checklist. Sign up for the Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service. Clear all gutters, downpipes and stormwater drains of leaves and other waste. Tidy your yard, securing loose objects and trimming tree branches. Collect free pre-filled sandbags from council depots in Darra, Lota, Morningside, Newmarket and Zilmere. Follow the Bureau of Meteorology and Council's social media channels for up-to-date alerts. Make an emergency kit for your household with enough food and medical supplies for 3 days. And don't forget items including a battery-powered radio, spare batteries, and a car mobile phone charger so you can receive news updates. Create an emergency contact number list and include numbers for SES, an electrician, and your insurance companies. Check your flood risk using Council's online flood awareness map and plan alternative routes to key locations in case roads are flooded. Search Be Prepared on our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, for more advice on how to stay safe before, during and after severe weather. On Remembrance Day, Friday, November 11, we pause for 1 minute silence at 11 a.m. to honour those who've made the ultimate sacrifice in all wars and conflicts. From heritage trails to memorial parks, there are many places where you can commemorate in Brisbane. The Anzac Square Memorial Galleries on Ann Street in Brisbane City will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Enter Beneath the Shrine of Remembrance to view the free military exhibition curated by the State Library of Queensland. There'll also be free guided tours of the memorial galleries from November 6 to 11. If you can't join this year's State Remembrance Day ceremony at Anzac Square, you can request a poppy be placed at the memorial on your behalf for free. Find out more at anzacsquare.qld.gov.au. Did you know you can tap into council initiatives that leave more money in your pocket? Pensioners can claim a 40% rates rebate, saving up to $290 a year. Seniors Go Card and Seniors Card Plus Go users enjoy free off-peak travel on council buses, city cats and ferries. Conditions and exclusions apply. Estimate your household's carbon footprint and receive tips on how to reduce it and save money at the same time using the Brisbane Carbon Challenge Calculator. Get fit with our active and healthy, free and low-cost activities held 7 days a week at local parks, pools and venues citywide. Discover the latest books, newspapers or magazines, access free internet and computer training courses, plus more with a free library membership. For more information, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au. Brisbane is growing, and so is our bus network. We're moving towards a new era of connected travel by investing in high-frequency, turn-up-and-go metro services to better connect our suburbs and the city with key destinations. We want you to have your say and be part of shaping Brisbane's public transport future. You can share your feedback by talking to a member of our team at one of our community information sessions, using our interactive network map to see what the changes mean for you, and sharing your feedback via the online survey. Playing the Brisbane Metro game, a fun interactive way to learn how Brisbane Metro will help evolve our bus network. To have your say, search Brisbane's new bus network on our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au. Brisbane City Council is improving safety for all road users at 4 intersections across Brisbane as part of the federally funded 2022-23 Black Spot program. In Inala, works are underway to improve visibility for motorists and control turning movements at the Rosemary Street and Biota Street intersection. Works to upgrade the signals and provide dedicated right turn pockets at the Hamilton Road and Bilson Road intersection in Wavell Heights will start in late 2022. Further black spot projects will take place in Brisbane City at the Adelaide Street and Creek Street intersection and in Forest Lake at the Forest Lake Boulevard and Rudyard Street intersection. In local news, flood heartbreak takes top prize. As Brisbane rebuilds and recovers from the February floods, Joe Ruckley's photo, Stacey and Michael, Brisbane Floods, has won the open category in the 2022 Lord Mayor's Photographic Awards. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au to see all this year's winners. International internships. Brisbane's domestic students with multicultural backgrounds and international students from our sister cities studying in Brisbane can gain real-world experience with Council's International Internship Program. Students will be matched with a local business for 4 weeks of degree-related paid work experience. Apply now on our website. City Hall tours in other languages. City Hall has been at the heart of our city for 92 years and is a must-do for long-time locals or first-time visitors. Enjoy free tours in English, Spanish, or Mandarin, and find out the rich stories of Brisbane within City Hall. For times and bookings, visit museumofbrisbane.com.au. With winter in the rearview mirror, now's the time to get out and about with your four-legged friend and explore the city's bushwalks. Walk through the Hammond Quarry Reserve in Brisbane's east to take a moment away from the hustle and bustle. Seven Hills Bushland Reserve boasts scenic views, creeks, and a spectacular collection of wildflowers, making for a great day out. Soak up the sun as you explore the shorebird hotspot, Tinchy Tamba Wetlands Reserve in Bald Hills. And offering one of the most iconic views in the city, Mount Cutha Reserve also has some of the best walking trails in Brisbane. To protect local fauna and flora, keep dogs on a leash when visiting a bushland reserve and pick up after them. Dogs over the age of 3 months must be registered with council, with fees supporting key services that will keep you and your dog safe when out and about. And did you know? Council has more than 160 dog off-leash areas to exercise your pet across Brisbane. Visit our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, for locations.
Hey, it's Amy Shepherd here, singer-songwriter from the band Shepherd. The best way to discover what's on in Brisbane is with the Brisbane app. From brunches in Bulimba to nights out in Newstead. Relaxing on rooftops, dinner by the river, and live music venues in the valley. Whether you're looking for new places to go, things to do, upcoming events, or hidden gems to uncover. Be in the know and download the free Brisbane app today. Powered by Brisbane City Council.
National Recycling Week from November 7 to 13 is the perfect time to refresh your recycling habits
and we've prepared these top 5 tips for giving recycling your best shot. Number 1. Upgrade for free. Upgrade to a larger recycling bin for free. Council has waived the $30 fee, making it easier to recycle more each fortnight. Number 2. Recycle well. Know what you can and can't recycle. Clothes, mats and rugs can't be recycled in your yellow lid bin. And if in good condition, are better donated to a thrift or charity store instead. Number 3. Handy hints. Download Council's free Brisbane Bin and Recycling app and make sure you're putting the right thing in the right bin. Number 4. Loosen up. Plastic bags can't be opened at our recycling facility, so place recycling loose in your yellow lid bin. And number 5. No need to rinse. Rinsing your recycling does help reduce odours, but it isn't necessary. If items are empty of food and liquid, they can usually be put straight into your recycling bin. Reduce your food waste and save money on your grocery bill with these 3 easy-to-follow steps. Prevent. Take a moment to plan meals using simple recipes. Buy only what you need, keep portion sizes in check, and store food correctly. Reuse. Eating leftovers could save you up to $364 a year. Why not make Thursday night leftovers night? Recycle and make the most of food scraps by composting. Visit our website to find more tips to help reduce food waste and save money. Reducing food waste isn't limited to households. Through Council's sponsorship, OzHarvest rescues surplus food from businesses and delivers it to charities, helping feed people in need. Since 2019, Council has helped put 3 food rescue vans on the roads to help reduce food waste that would otherwise be sent to landfill. For more tips on cutting down on food waste, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au. Walk the display zone at the Sir Thomas Brisbane Planetarium and discover sky lore, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander astronomy. The Australian first Indigenous astronomy exhibition showcases the knowledge of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders. As the world's oldest astronomers, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have looked to the stars for tens of thousands of years. The sky's a map of wisdom and knowledge that, like the oral tradition of sharing information, continues to be passed down to younger generations. The Sir Thomas Brisbane Planetarium is located within the Brisbane Botanic Gardens, Mount Cutha, and is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au for more information. From Melt Festival at Brisbane Powerhouse to Valley Fiesta, find out what's on this month by downloading the Brisbane app, available from your device's app store. You can also find activities and events on Council's What's On in Brisbane webpage at brisbane.qld.gov.au and our What's On Brisbane Facebook page. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in Brisbane. On Friday, November 25, we're switching on the lights to the city's 21-metre Christmas tree in King George Square. Join in the festivities from 6:30 p.m. with the lighting of the tree at 7 p.m. The Enchanted Garden will transform Roma Street Parkland into a dazzling world of wonder from Friday, November 25. The lighting display kicks off nightly at 6:30 p.m. with kid-friendly, up-late and low-sensory sessions. Tickets are $7 for adults with free entry for children under 2. To book, visit enchantedgarden.com.au. You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit Brisbane City Council's website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, or call Council's contact centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day.